Next, let's talk with Marlene in Yakima, Washington. Good evening, Marlene.
Good evening.
Hi, and your question?
My question is from Acts 10,
uh-huh.
where Peter had the vision of the sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw all these animals,
uh-huh.
and then a voice told him to get up, Peter, kill and eat. And Peter is saying he had never eaten anything impure or unclean.
Okay.
But yet God comes back and say, don't call anything impure that God has made clean. Now, is he talking about actually killing these animals in here, or is he talking about preparing him to go to the Gentiles?
Well, I think that you're on to it there. Some people try and use this passage to say, this is where God said that we can eat anything.
Right.
Anyone who does that is not reading the whole story, or they're really twisting the scriptures, because the Bible is so clear. First of all, the vision happens three times.
Mm-hmm.
This vision takes place sometime about 34 AD. Peter says, now this is 34 AD is 3 years after, 3.5 years after Christ died. Peter mm-hmm. says, I have never eaten anything common or unclean. You mean Jesus never condoned it during his earthly ministry? Obviously, Peter never heard Jesus do it, and three times the sheet comes down, and three times this voice says, arise, kill, and eat, and three times Peter says, not so, I've never eaten anything common or unclean, and he never takes anything from the sheet. Now the sheet goes back up to heaven, and Peter is wondering what this vision means. He knows it does not mean to go against the clear command not to eat these abominable animals in the Bible.
Okay.
And so he's wondering what it means, and Gentile men come walking up right while he's praying for the interpretation, and they say, we want you to come and preach to a Gentile.
Okay.
And then Peter goes to the apostles later, and he explains the vision himself. So let's let Peter define it. Peter says, God has shown me not to call any man, M-A-N, not P-I-G, not clam, not the vulture. He said, God has shown me not to call any man common or unclean. And Peter went and preached to Cornelius, and they were baptized, and then the gospel began to go to the Gentiles. That was the reason for the vision. It had nothing to do with our digestion. It had to do with our attitude towards other groups that we think are unclean people.
Well, that's what that's my theory too. But why does he tell Peter, what is he telling Peter to, kill and eat? What does this represent?
Well, keep in mind, when Jesus called the disciples, he said, I've called you to be fishers of men. One of the last things that happened in the life of Christ is the disciples gave him fish to eat.
Mm-hmm.
That's a symbol that they were satisfying the Lord by bringing souls to him.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, when he won a Samaritan woman, he brought her to the Lord. You know the woman at the well?
Mm-hmm.
The disciples brought him food. He said, I've got food you don't know about. What was that food? That food was to win souls. It had nothing to do with killing physical animals. It had to do with bringing people to Jesus. And so the whole theory, or the whole theme in this passage and all through the scriptures, food for God is a symbol of bringing him souls.
Kill and eat is to...
Yeah, it means to conquer for Christ.
Conquer for Christ.
Yeah, to bring souls to him.
Okay.
Matter of fact, another example of this, Marlene, would be the last miracle of Christ. He asked the disciples in the Gospel of John, do you have anything to eat? And they said, we fished all night, Lord. We didn't catch anything. He said, cast the net towards me.
Mm-hmm.
They cast the net towards him, filled the net, and brought it to Jesus, and they ate together. And that was, he told them, I want to make you fishers of men. That
okay.
is the purpose for the vision. Good questions, Marlene.
Okay,
thanks
thank
so
you
much.
Very much.
You're welcome.